rich in blessing. What will being poor in spirit look like? It will mean recognising that although we must strive to embody and live by the Christian virtues of, for instance, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control, these are some of the fruits of the Spirit that are listed by Paul in Galatians 5. These are, as the text for Galatians indicates, fruits that come to us by the Holy Spirit. They grow naturally when we root ourselves in Christ. So it is, again, the attitude of poverty, the recognition of our need for God's gifting and blessing that matters most. We come to God as ones who are poor and in need. We ask God to give us what we need to live our lives well and also enable us to persevere so that the fruits of God's richness and goodness are manifest in our lives. Jesus makes this connection when he observes that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree good fruit. Each tree is known by its fruit, says Jesus, for it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Because we are poor in spirit, we will catch hold of God's vision for the world. This will inevitably lead to lamentation. The world is not as God would have it. The second beatitude is, blessed are those who mourn, which means, blessed are those who cry out to God for the injustices and sorrows of the world. And the blessing we receive will be strength to persevere and to go on seeking God's will and God's solutions. But we must choose to be poor in spirit, and we never move on from it. It defines all our relationships. It means coming to Jesus with the same combination of determination and poverty that we saw in the story of the Syrophoenician woman. It means being in touch with the pain of the world. It affects and shapes all our relationships and the way we approach each person, each day, and each encounter. It leads to great joy as well as great challenge as we enter into the mind and purposes of God for our life and for the world. Poverty of spirit means being rich in God. Yours is the kingdom of heaven.